Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase and McCabe, Michelle Knezevic, Nick Kieser with you. Ally 400 coming up this weekend at the Nashville Super Speedway. It all starts Friday night with the Craftsman Truck Series race, the Reckley Roofing 200, the Tennessee Lottery 250 Xfinity race on Saturday, and, of course, the Ally 400 Under the Lights on Sunday. One of the participants in that race will be Ryan Preece, driver of the number 41 for Stuart Haas Racing. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, you've had quite a bit of luck at the Nashville Super Speedway over the last few years in the Truck Series, but I think what I understand is you're just going to be focusing on that 41 car and getting it done Sunday night.
Yeah, so we've actually gone undefeated in the Truck Series races. We've won the last 2 years, and you know, moving into the Cup Series this year full time, I wanted to put my focus in that car and trying to keep it perfect. So it's something that, you know, I will say this: I love coming to Nashville and that whole area. You know, going down Broadway. Actually, I'm going to be at Roberts Western World from 4 to 6:30 on Thursday, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, definitely excited and eager to get back there this weekend.
So it's funny because if I understand it correctly, that was like your first two truck races in your career, right? You're undefeated, as you said.
Yeah. It was just something that, you know, my crew chief and I and our team, my first truck race ever was at Nashville, and we went out and we won that race, and then we came back the next year and did it again. So, you know, having speed like that and having good days like that don't come very often. But when you do get them, I have two really, really neat guitars from that race. So definitely enjoy coming and racing there.
So I emceed an event a few months ago at the track, and Ben Rhodes was there. And I you know, the personality that Ben has, so I knew he'd roll with it. And I said, so have you guys talked to Preece about not running the truck race so the regulars have a shot at it? And he kind of laughed and said, yeah, I kind of hope he doesn't run.
Yeah, no, we just we hit on something there, to be honest with you, and it's worked out ever since. And, you know, now they can honestly say they're going to have a first-time truck Nashville winner. So, definitely just focusing on the Cup car this weekend. We have Morton Buildings on it, and I know we're going to have a lot of guests that are hoping we can bring that Ford Mustang to victory lane.
Talking to Ryan Preece, driver of the number 41 for Stuart Haas Racing in the NASCAR Cup Series. So you are back full-time in the Cup Series. What has it been like, even though you had the year of working with Stuart Haas as the relief driver and helping with the sim and all that, but what has it been like being back in the race car full-time?
Yeah, so the weekly grind of trying to figure out where you want to be with all the setup stuff, and you know, it's nice working with the same group every single week, because last year I was working with all different teams all the time. So having Chad Johnson as my crew chief and working within our team to constantly be better, and I think it's shown. You know, over the past, I would say 4 to 6 weeks, we've had steady progress and definitely, you know, been trending in the right direction. We've had weeks where we've been really fast. We've gotten a pole. We've led laps, and now it's just trying to put it all together. And we've been working towards doing that.
Yeah, absolutely, you have, and you've kind of seen that with Stuart Haas, the organization as a whole. What's kind of been your take on year two of the next gen car and all the development that's gone into that?
Yeah, so the 15-inch wide tires, there's so much with this next-gen car that I grew up racing. You know, the wide tires and how they really drive is extremely similar to what I'm used to doing. So that's been nice. But at the same time, there are challenges just because we don't have practice every week. You don't have testing. So it's just been a process of elimination for setup. Trying setup items to find what I like and what I don't like, and you know, I definitely feel like we're trending in the right direction, and that's what's important. So just, you know, for somebody like myself, where I grew up grinding it out at your weekly your weekly racetracks, and you know, just those things that it takes to get there, I definitely appreciate Stuart Haas Racing and everything that they give me as a driver to work within my team and to constantly keep getting better.
I've always thought that this was cool, but you know, you race a lot of different things. Tony Stewart, your boss, obviously will race anything with a steering wheel on it. So what's it like, you know, having him, you know, as a boss, as somebody you can lean on and that can kind of help you through things?
Yeah, so he's somebody that I've idolized, you know, him. And then being Kevin Harvick's teammate, somebody that was another childhood hero, right? So those are the guys that they've been through it. They've been through it all. They've been there. So leaning on them and asking questions, it's a tool that we have as drivers that not many have.
Talking to Ryan Preece, driver of the number 41. So Nashville Super Speedway, yes, you won in the truck series. The trucks and the cup cars are different, though. So what is your take on the track itself and also this year running under the lights?
Yeah, so running under the lights is going to be very similar to what we did in the trucks because they ran under the lights where Xfinity and the Cup Series didn't. That tends to give us a little bit more grip, which is always nice with these cup cars because they slip and slide a lot. But Nashville, it's an interesting, you know, bigger track because it races like a short track, but at the same time, kind of like a, you know, an intermediate. So it's kind of like a hybrid, right? So you need your car to, you got to be able to get into the corner and get on the brakes and get it turned and come off the corner and get to the throttle as quick as possible. So it's a place that I've really grown to like.
So I did a ride along with Josh Williams actually in a street car, but I kind of got a different perspective, you know, the perspective that you guys get from the driver's seat. And it felt like that going into one and two is much different than going into three and four, just how they're laid out. Is that accurate? And how do you kind of adjust to that as you're going around the track?
Yeah, I mean, one and two, believe it or not, it just feels like it's a really sweeping corner, right? And then all of a sudden the wall is really far away coming off of two. And then getting into three, it feels the complete opposite. It feels like you have a ton of room. It's just you have forever to let the car drift out, but then the wall will come at you really quick. So it's definitely – they're just completely opposite. And for what your car needs to do and how you have to adapt, you need to be able to maneuver around and find grip.
Well, it's going to be a fun weekend for sure. Ryan, always enjoy the chats with you. Best of luck on Sunday nights in that 41, and we'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, thanks. And one thing I'm just going to bring back in here is I always grew up loving going and seeing NASCAR drivers doing different events before leading up to that race weekend. And I'm really excited to get over to Roberts Western World on Thursday from 4 to 6:30. It's going to be a lot of fun. So maybe I'll see you guys there.
Yeah, absolutely. We will definitely check that out and encourage people to go and say hello to Ryan and enjoy that. So thanks for bringing that up for sure.
Appreciate it.
All right. See ya. Ryan Preece, driver of the number 41. Stuart Haas Racing Ford Mustang will be in action again 4 to 6:30 at Roberts Western World on Thursday, and then the Ally 400 coming up this weekend on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, three races. You can hear them all right here on 102.5, 106.3, the game, the truck race, the Xfinity race, and, of course, the cup race Sunday night. And it'll be my third year being the track announcer, so looking forward to that. Going to be fun.
You're the official voice.
I am. So a funny story about Ryan, the first year that I was a part of it, I'm getting ready to do this for the first time, and so I am nervous. I am just like, it's Friday night, it's the truck race, and it was on the edge of COVID, and so there were still like some different protocols. So usually at a race weekend, there's a big stage set up, and the drivers will all gather backstage and they'll come out and wave and everything. And how they were doing it then is they lined everybody up next to their truck or car on pit road. So there was still some distancing. Well, I'm getting ready to go and I feel somebody tap me on the shoulder and I turn around and it's Ryan Preece. He had walked all the way across the ball field in, you know, to the stage. And he was kind of like, "Hey, are we lining up or we next to the truck?" And I'm like, "Man, you just walked all the way over here. I feel so bad." I'm like, "Yeah, you're going to be up the truck." And he's like, "Dang, man, maybe that's some good luck. And then he won the race. So
there you go. Hey, maybe it is some good luck or a little Nashville luck for you.
Yeah, so he's a great guy, and wish him nothing but the best. And there will be a different winner in the Truck Series this year because he's not going to be running that race. So, again, Nashville Super Speedway coming up this weekend, and we'll have more of that flavor as we go along. Coming up next, we're going to spend some time on the Titans. And I know that we're going to have a lot of time to ask these questions. There will be more questions that come up. But I've come up with three questions on offense, three questions on defense, and then even a couple on special teams that, to me, are some of the biggest questions plaguing the Titans going into training camp. We'll discuss those coming up next and also get back to our question of the day of a great player that couldn't quite get over the hump to win the big one. We got several answers on that. We will get to that next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.